Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 16, the divine and demoniac natures, text 24. Kasma chastram pramanam te. Karya karya vyavyastito. Gyatva shastra vidanoktam. Karma kartumi harasi. Kasmat, therefore, shastram, the scriptures, pramanam, evidence, te, your, karya, duty, akarya, and forbidden activities, yavastito, indetermining, Gyatva, knowing, Shastra, of Scripture, Vidana, the regulations, Uktam, as declared, Karma, work, Kartum, do, Iha, in this world, Arhasi, you should. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. One should therefore understand what is duty and what is not duty by the regulations of the scriptures. Knowing such rules and regulations, one should act so that he may gradually be elevated. Please repeat. One should therefore understand what is duty and what is not duty by the regulations of the scriptures. Knowing such rules and regulations, one should act so he may gradually be elevated. Purport. As stated in the 15th chapter, all the rules and regulations of the Vedas are meant for knowing Krishna. One understands Krishna from the Bhagavad Gita and becomes situated in Krishna consciousness, engaging himself in devotional service, he has realized the highest perfection of knowledge. Doesn't work? The microphone doesn't work? It's not yoga anymore. Okay. Become detached from yoga.
Yeah.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made this process very easy. He asked people to simply chant. Anyone know? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And to engage in the devotional service of the Lord and eat the remnants of foodstuff offered to the deity. One who is directly engaged in all these devotional activities is to be understood as having studied all the Vedic literature. He has come to the conclusion perfectly. Of course, for the ordinary persons who are not in Krishna consciousness or are not engaged in devotional service, what is to be done and what is not to be done must be decided by the injunctions of the Vedas. One should act accordingly without argument. That is called following the principles of Shastra or Scripture. Shastra is without the four principal defects that are visible in the conditioned soul. Imperfect senses, propensity for cheating, certainty of committing mistakes, and certainty of being illusioned. These four principal defects in conditioned soul life disqualify one from putting forth rules and regulations. Therefore, the rules and regulations described in the Shastra, being above these defects, are accepted without alteration by all great saints, acharyas, and great souls. In India, there are many parties of spiritual understanding, generally classified as two, the impersonalists and the personalists. Both of them, however, lead their lives according to the principles of the Vedas. Without following the principles of the scriptures, one cannot elevate himself to the perfectional stage. one who actually therefore understands the purport of the Shastras is considered fortunate. In human society, aversion to the principles of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of all fall downs. That is the greatest offense in human life. Therefore, Maya, the material energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always giving us trouble and the shape of the threefold miseries. The material energy is constituted of the three modes of material nature. One has to raise himself at least to the mode of goodness before the path to understanding the Supreme Lord can be opened. Without raising oneself to the standard of the mode of goodness, one remains in ignorance and passion, which is the cause of demoniac life. Those in the modes of passion and ignorance deride the scriptures, deride the holy man, and deride the proper understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They disobey the instructions of the spiritual master. They do not care for the regulations of the scriptures. In spite of hearing the glories of the devotional service, they are not attracted. Thus they manufacture their own way of elevation. These are some of the defects of human society which lead to the demoniac status of life. If, however, one is able to be guided by a proper and bona fide spiritual master who can lead one to the path of elevation to the higher stage, then one's life becomes successful. That's in the Bhaktivedanta purports to the 16th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of divine and demoniac natures. So the verse again, Tasma Shastram Pramanam Te Karya Karya Vyastito Gyatva Shastram Idanoktam Karma Kartum Viharasi. One should therefore understand what is duty and what is not duty by the regulations of the scriptures. Knowing such rules and regulations, one should act so that he gradually be elevated. There are two stages of spiritual life. One is the attempt to become liberated from the material concepts of life, especially identifying ourselves with these gross and subtle material bodies. And the second is, after liberation, the activities of the soul in devotional service. Now, one can practice devotional service even while one is in the conditioned state, and that will help one come to the platform of liberation by which one can actually become fully conscious of Krishna. Even at the beginning, there is consciousness of Krishna, but it's only partial. But we should understand what the goal is. We should understand what the conclusion is, and Krishna has explained that in many ways in Bhagavad Gita. Yomam evam asamudo janati purushottama sasarvavit pajante mam sarabhave nivarata. That this is the most confidential. Anyone who knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is said to be the knower of everything, and therefore he engages himself in full devotional service. So in other words, devotional service is the conclusion of all knowledge. That if one is engaged in devotional service, Krishna says next, iti guyatama shastram idam yukva mayanaga etam bhutva buddhimotsyat krita krita svarata. That this is the most confidential part of all the Vedic scriptures. Anyone who knows this will become wise, and his endeavors will know perfection. Sometimes we think, well, I'm engaged in devotional service, and I'm not always ecstatic. I don't always, when I chant Hare Krishna, feel transcendental happiness. Matter of fact, sometimes my mind becomes more agitated. Before I started, I thought it was peaceful. And then as soon as I start chanting Hare Krishna, immediately I get anxiety. How long is this going to take? In other words, devotional service is not revealed all at once, but it's a gradual process, and there are ups and downs sometimes, especially before liberation, we're always being tested. And sometimes we may have like, for instance, one stage of devotional service is known as Ganatarala. There are five different stages of sadhana bhakti, known as Utsahamayi, Ganatarala, Yudhavikalpa, Vishaya Sangara, Niyamakshama, and Tarangarangini. Anyone hear that before? Have you ever heard that before? Yes. So, what does Utsahamayi mean?
This puffed up enthusiasm.
Yeah. Utsaha means enthusiasm, mayi. Illusion by one's own enthusiasm. Thinking that I'm so enthusiastic, I must be fully conscious of Krishna now. So, just like a new student thinks he knows everything, but he doesn't even know what the extent of the knowledge is, but he thinks he's, somehow or another, he's convinced by a little studying, he's become a great scholar. So in the beginning, Krishna, of course, encourages us, because otherwise we'd never begin. If there was no encouragement, why would anyone begin? And certainly no one would continue. Like, I know one devotee was telling me some time ago that every time they start chanting Hare Krishna, they actually become more depressed. They actually feel more agitated. And when they stop chanting, then they feel more peaceful. So that's a very bad sign. It's very hard to continue on chanting if you actually become more depressed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Now, maybe when we're starting to chant, we may not feel great happiness by the chanting. We're promised. There's so much glorification, so much promising. We have to take to the process. That's not the process. Are we going to get any more of that? Well, we'll just turn it off. Maybe we can do it later. Turn it off. So, still, we have to at least intellectually understand and at the same time find out where we are and just make a little tiny step forward so we get a little bit of improvement and we can see what's the difference. At the end of our rounds, we should feel a little bit more peaceful at least, a little bit more satisfied than before we started. So we have to get a little encouragement and that way we can go on. For instance, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura has described different types of medals. So one of them is sadhana bhakti. And sadhana bhakti is the longest. I mean, it's a very long process, sadhana bhakti. Anishtita bhajana kriya. And he said that when we chant Hare Krishna at the time of sadhana bhakti, when I'm chanting purely, then the reward is we get the impetus to chant more. At the stage of nishta, then when we chant Hare Krishna, spontaneously remember Krishna's form. And remembering Krishna's form means that when we develop the proper attitude, we come to the platform of ruchi. The proper attitude means there's no more hankering lamentation at nishta, not enough to distract us. And so, when we come to the stage of ruchi, we can actually feel Krishna's presence. And feeling Krishna's presence, then we can understand what spiritual means. Good. Yeah. We can understand what spiritual means when we feel the varieties, that everything is actually spiritual and everything is actually pleasurable. Everything is just a variety of pleasure. Right now, everything is a variety of potential pleasure in the material world through sense gratification, which doesn't really reward much pleasure. But in Krishna consciousness, everything is pleasurable. Every relationship, every object is not different from Krishna, and therefore everything becomes very beautiful and wonderful. And the stage of asakti, then along with remembering Krishna's name and form, we can experience not only Krishna's qualities in ruchi, the quality of transcendental pleasure, but then we can also remember everything is Krishna's pastimes, including we'll see this whole universe is just another pastime of Krishna. And in the stage of bhava, then we wake up and we understand who our own personality is. We know what we wear, what our rasa with Krishna is. We know what our particular dress is, what our identity is, how old we are. Right now, we don't even know how old we are. We know our name, form, quality, our own. The stage of bhava, we get a hint of that. And the stage of prema, we actually begin real life again on the spiritual platform. Therefore, Shastra gives us step-by-step process by which we can come to the goal. Because even if one doesn't know that the goal is love of Krishna, Krishna prema, to actually meet Krishna personally, still the Vedas give encouragement in different ways. Yamimam pushpitam vacham pravavanya vipasita vedavataratapartha nainam astiti varinam karmatmaka swargapura janmakarmapalapralam padam kriya visheshu bhavalam vagaishvayakatim prati. Those who are yam imam pushpitam vacham, those who are bewildered by the flowery language of the Vedas, which offer various fruitive activities for elevation to the heavenly planets, result in good birth, power, and so forth, being desirous of opulent life and sense gratification, they say that there's nothing more than this.
Can you tell me the number of the verse, please?
Yeah, that's chapter 2. Text number 42 to 43. Just like nowadays, people have faith in something, of course. It's hard to say what people have faith in. Most people have blind faith. Like they have blind faith in the politician, that they're actually going to try to do something for the people. Although they hardly ever do anything for the people. But people have faith, somehow or another, that these people actually have my interest at heart. They have faith in the books they read. Just like if you go to the parliament, they have a whole history of Slovenia. And people have faith, this is reality. This is really what happened. And if someone said, well, I don't really believe this ever took place, or it's not exactly as it describes itself, then most people become very disturbed if you tell them that. Even if you tell people that people have faith, at least maybe six. I don't know, what's the percentage of people in Slovenia do you think have faith that the United States landed people on the moon? How many people believe that?
95%.
What's that? 95%. You think 95% of the people in Slovenia believe that they actually went to the moon? What do you think, Ananta?
Maybe more.
What do you
think? Less and less people believe
that. Well, say 50%.
Are you looking for Elon Musk now?
You speak about devotees or in general?
No, I think in general people, not so as many people as before believe it.
More than half, majority for sure.
Believe it. But it's, say 45% don't believe it.
What's
that?
Maybe they
bought it for the lotus. Yeah, okay. I don't know what the percentage is. But many people have faith that they went to the moon. Just blind faith. Because they never really get a... If, for instance, they never think about they planted a flag on the moon and it waved. But how can it wave if there's no atmosphere there? Then there's no wind. So how can the flag wave? But they never confronted with this. Yes, how did it wave?
I read on the internet somebody that does. I think it was China that they will launch a train which will go from Mars to Moon and Moon back.
A train. Maybe we can sell tickets for them online. Anyone like to buy a ticket to a train ride to Mars? We'll sell you one for half price. Land. I have a used car you could buy too after you buy the land on the moon. No, they were actually selling tickets to the moon. I forget the name of the company. At one time they were selling tickets. But I don't think they were able to afford the... I don't know if they ever gave the money back, but people bought the tickets. In any case, people accept so many things. They accept... Well, anyhow, we don't... Without any real experience or evidence, they accept it. But if you tell them that actually there's a God, then they become completely antagonistic. If you tell them that God is, what to speak of, you tell them that actually there's the soul and the body, and it's 1/10,000th the size of the tip of your hair in size, and that it's not changing, and you're that soul, then they'll look at you like you're completely crazy. It's impossible. It couldn't be. There couldn't be a God. I couldn't be a spiritual soul. It's too easy. There couldn't be a spiritual planet. There can't be a karma. Time doesn't exist. So everything that explains in Shastra, they can't understand, nor will they accept so easily. I mean, there's some people who will. Just like nowadays, they have the UFOs. How many people do you think believe in UFOs? What's your estimate, Sunda Gopal? Anyone know how many people believe in UFOs? Anyone here believe in the UFOs? Anyhow, I think it's quite much more popular than it used to be. I guess maybe it's still... What do people believe in? It's their soccer team? What do actually people have faith in? No one knows. We're so removed from reality, from the materialistic reality. In any case, people have faith in something, but they don't have faith in the reality. Nor do they want to hear about it. And therefore it's very hard for them to progress even in the most elementary spiritual practices. And if they do, as it says in Kali Yuga, what is that famous verse in Kali Yuga for our Sanskrit scholars about how Kali Yuga is very difficult, short-lived? People are short-lived? I know the verse, but I'm just asking if anyone else knows. Anadi, do you know the verse?
1/10.
Yeah, that's almost as good as knowing the verse. It begins, what is the verse for life expectancy?
20 years.
What's that? Kalavasmin yuge jana. Manda samanda madhyo, manda bhagya upodrutaha. That in this age, O king, people have but short lives. They're lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, they're always disturbed. So people are lazy for spiritual life. Their idea is, I mean, how many people, I don't know, a lot of people go to church in Slovenia still? That you must know something about what's going on here. What's that?
In every village, there's church.
Did people go on Sunday? Old people. How old, up until what age do you are? The grandparents go. What about the young people? Do they go to church?
Less and less.
Less and less. So people won't even go to church. And when they go to church, what do they hear? Has anyone ever been to church the last 20 years? Okay, what is the sermon? What do the priests say?
David from the Bible, from the scriptures, sometimes.
Sometimes. Time magazine sometimes. But what is the general message? Is there anything about Krishna's name, form, quality, or pastimes? Anything about karma? Anything about reincarnation? Anything about... Yes.
Once, when I was living here in Ljubljana, the here is Orthodox Church also. And I was called there before Krishna consciousness. And they were talking about war and about nationalism and about politics. No,
politics.
Mundane, only mundane.
Did any of the churches here preach about to be a vegetarian? Is there any vegetarian church? Anyone against intoxication? Anyone supporting marriage? I mean, regular marriage, man and woman?
Now, in Serbia, Orthodox Church is against this LGBT and so on.
Oh, so now they've...
They have... They are a bit awake now. Because marriage is broken.
So at least that principle, they believe that there should be, they actually believe in men and that there's men and there's women. That much faith they have. For now, yes. Well, that's good. There's some sanity left. In any case, to engage people in any kind of spiritual, even the most minimum spiritual progress, process, such as what does religion begin with? What are the four principles that religion begins with? Yes. Austerity, truthfulness, mercy, and cleanliness. You have another one? Would you talk a little louder? Because do we have a microphone?
No, I can speak louder.
You know you can't.
There's one big church, and I was going on the street, and I was doing my job, so I was just walking by. And then there were some sisters, and they approached me, and they asked, you know, you're doing, you're chanting something. And then I, told them this is what I'm chanting. They thought that I, from some church or something. They thought that I'm from some church or something. And then they invited me to their evening prayer, so I just went to see. And then they were asking me about Bhagavad Gita and everything. So I was preaching them about everything. And they said that, oh, we're going to have dinner. Do you want to have the lesson? And I was like, no. But then I said, anyway, what are you eating? So then they had obviously meat, I think they were eating some fish sandwich or something. And then I started preaching about why we should be vegetarian. And they were completely against being vegetarian. And they said, no, in Bible, Jesus Christ said we can eat, all those things.
What's that?
They said that in Bible, Jesus Christ says that we are allowed to eat meat. And I don't know, they were just preaching something.
Of course, I mean... I think you stepped over the line. What's that?
Well, I was just preaching a little bit, and then I left.
They didn't grab you and eat you. They didn't grab and eat you. Well, they're not vegetarians. If they get hungry enough, So even the most basic things, you know, no intoxication. I don't think there's, is there any church that preaches no intoxication? I think the Muslims, some of them, they preach no alcohol. But I don't think there's any church that tells you not to drink tea, except for us. Because we drink tea anyhow. Herbal tea. No tea, coffee, or caffeine. No cigarettes. Is there any church that preaches against cigarettes? No intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex. These things are like, even the most basic principles of religion are not even taught. What to speak of performing sacrifices to the demigods or doing austerity and penance, meditation. People meditate on a candle or something. In any case, that's why in Kali Yuga, the only thing left is the chanting of the holy names. The only hope is to chant. But the chanting is so nice that just by chanting, if people do it regularly, they'll be elevated. And along with that, if they hear these scriptures, eventually they'll understand things much more simply. After all, there's no connection between anything nowadays. Why there's a war, why there's famine, you know, what's the qualification of a leader? People don't even know that. Who they should elect to government. So Prabhupada thought, if this literature is distributed and people understand that the leaders are actually supposed to be trained for the properly, they should understand the law of karma, they should understand reincarnation, they should understand how to govern a society, how to protect them from lust, from which is the basic reason why you have leaders, to help people control their senses and their mind so they become purified from the material conceptions of life. So if people understand that, then they can elect actual leaders. So the Prabhupada's idea was we should distribute these books in the holy name and prasadam, and that one day people will understand what real leadership is like, and then they'll elect real leaders and society will change. Other than that, there can't be any change. As long as people are killing, especially killing the animals, having illicit sex, because they all fall one after another. If you kill animals and eat them, you're going to become lusty. And illicit sex is just normal. And in order to digest the meat, you have to take intoxication. And then your whole mind will just be speculative. And in order to protect your assets, you'll do anything, including lying, cheating, whatever. So without Krishna consciousness, there's no question of sense and mind control. But if we get people to chant, or even if they hear the holy name, if we get people to actually read these books, take prasadam, associate with the devotees, then they can actually understand. They'll wake up and understand what the actual purpose of life is, and they'll try to obtain it. And therefore, they'll know who's a good leader and who's not. Otherwise, they have no idea. And therefore, they elect people who have no idea either. Andaya tandera pigiya manas te pisha tantra urudami vada. They're blind, and naturally, they're going to follow blind leaders. And the result is there's no actual progress in society. There's only degradation. Otherwise, who could have imagined 20 years ago? I mean, I don't think we can even imagine now this gay, whatever it is, gay, lesbian, homosexual, bisexual, whatever it is. Just like I saw on the internet, that one lady from a college in America, she was 12 times, I don't know, 12, the Olympics, she was the United States champion swimmer. And then they had one man who claims he's a woman, that he tied her in one championship match. And they gave him, her, the medal. Because after all, they didn't want to hurt the gay, lesbian, whatever it is, communities.
In combat sports now. Also.
Combat sports.
It happened that he broke skull, you know, of one woman island.
Women's equality. We'll put up Nitya Sevadasi against the MM. What does MM stand for? Multiple something. What is MM fight? MMA? It'll be Nitya Seva against a mixed martial artist. Because we have to have equality. We're all the same. So it's become so crazy. And then, you know, the men are in the women's changing locker. They're changing with the ladies. So the ladies are disturbed and no one cares about it. So this lady, she was invited to give a talk, because that's a big thing in America now. Women's sports should be only for women, which is like a very controversial thing. So she went to a university, she was invited there, she gave a talk how women's sports should only be with women. And it was so controversial that a mob attacked her, threatened to kill her. And the police, and although the university had said that they give her protection, but when the mob attacked her, they refused to give her any protection. So she was there for like 6 hours, and midnight the police from the city came to protect her. So we can't understand how much madness there is in Kali Yuga. If you call someone, if you're a university, and you call someone by the wrong pronoun, that you can get fired. You have to know what and there's 27 different pronouns. I mean, to learn English is very difficult nowadays.
Actually, they said there is more, but I don't know yet. I don't have the final number.
I'm a him, it, you, she, it, bisexual, whatever.
They, them.
So it's Kali Yuga, it's so crazy. The only hope is this chanting of the holy names. There's no other way, there's no other way, there's no other way. And the only hope is that whatever sane people are left, well, when they chant Hare Krishna, then there'll be some sanity. In Krishna's presence, we actually regain our intelligence again. In Krishna and his name are not indifferent. And then people can begin to understand these books, what it's all about. And then there can be some progress in society. Then people will not only give up meat eating, because there's a whole class of people in the society. They're vegetarians, even vegans. But they completely support killing children. They're very enthusiastic about illicit sex, but they're completely against eating meat. And they don't mind intoxication either. And speculation is their daily activity. So only by this chanting of the holy name and the spreading of this transcendental knowledge, kirtan, transcendental dramas, art, music, whatever, that there's some possibility that society could be put on the right path. Otherwise, we're living here, and the way it's going to be very uncomfortable for us. I mean, who are we going to make as the devotee? We're going to have 20 separate rooms, according to your pronoun. You need a separate ashram. So that's going to be very difficult. I don't know if we have enough rooms. It's going to be very difficult to make devotees as things go on. Therefore, it's incumbent upon us, at least to chant our rounds nicely, try to develop a desire to spread Krishna consciousness, be happy if anyone comes to the temple, try to introduce them nicely to Krishna consciousness, because it's so rare nowadays. People have become so bewildered. Anyhow, stop there. Any questions? Yes.
Hi, Krishna. I would like to ask, How can we know the difference between Utsahamayi and proper enthusiasm, Krishna consciousness? How can we see it in ourselves and then direct ourselves into proper enthusiasm?
Well, Utsahamayi is the most basic introduction. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the beginning of real Krishna, of further Krishna consciousness, is Trinada Pisani Chena. So if our enthusiasm makes us more humble, that's real enthusiasm in devotional service. Or even if we're enthusiastic and we become proud of it, that's all right also. Because Maya, next stage is Gana Tarala, alternating thick and thin, and therefore we'll be up like a, you know, like in the clouds, and the next moment we come crashing down. So we realize that there must be something wrong. I'm not steady. And then naturally there's a progression. Vyuta Vikalpa, excessive speculation. We try to figure out what's wrong, why it can't be steady. Vishaya Sangara. Then we started having war against sense gratification, try to control our senses. And then the Yama Akshama. Then we try to stay regulated in our sadhana bhakti. And then Taranga Rangini. We become a little steady, and everyone thinks we're a great devotee. And then the real process of anartha nivritti kicks in fully. And then we really start trying to avoid the fences in the holy name especially. So in the beginning, a little bit being puffed up with enthusiasm is good. It means we're actually experiencing some of Krishna consciousness. But as we progress, then we'll understand how Trinada, Peace, and Ichena, that we're actually quite tiny. And Krishna is so nice, and everyone else is nice too. But that takes some advancement to come to that platform. So enthusiasm, we have to be enthusiastic. That's the basis. Endeavors, Prabhupada writes in the Nectar of Instruction, activity performed with intelligence and Krishna consciousness is called enthusiasm. So that's necessary. So it means that activities, whatever activity we're doing, we use a little intelligence and we do it a little in Krishna consciousness. We get a little enthusiastic. And that's what brings us back to do some more. Although we might become proud, but Maya will take care of that. No one could stay proud perpetually, especially in Kali Yuga. Even Daksha was the head of the universe, the head priest of the whole universe. He wound up with the head of a goat. He became quite humble after that. Hopefully we won't wind up with the head of a goat. No, his head was cut off by Virabhadra, and then it was thrown into the sacrificial fire and burnt up. And then when Shiva came, they took one of the goats, cut off its head, and gave it to Daksha.
And he stayed like this there?
No, he died quite, relatively speaking. He left his body after that, soon after that. No, he stayed like that till the end of that lifetime. He even performed a sacrifice with the head of a goat. Because he had his original consciousness. He just looked a little strange, though. Anything else? Yes.
We have on one side, we have Vyasadeva also wrote in Mahabharata how should society be organized and everything in instructions that Bhishma gave to Yudhishthira. And Prabhupada also write a lot of this, how should be society should be organized. But on other side, we have Kali Yuga. Is it even possible to have society like this in Kali Yuga? And if it isn't, why did they, if they wrote?
No, then everything will be, in Kali Yuga, the advancement of Varna and Ashram will become about always by the chanting of the holy name. That will always be essential. And then people will naturally want to protect the cows, they'll value. Then they won't be so much attached as ugra karma. And gradually, after thousands of years, you know, society, in the course of the next 10,000 years, society will change. Especially, probably there's an up for 5,000 years and probably down for 5,000 years. But it's a gradual thing. In our vision, it's gradual. I mean, we're just at the very beginning of the upswing. And I think, as far as I can understand, as far as I can perceive, Kali Yuga was accelerated also. Because Kali Yuga serves as an impetus to taking shelter of Krishna. Things get so bad, people want to take shelter of Krishna after some time. We just have to be prepared to give them shelter. I mean, imagine if we had viable farm communities where people could live simply and get all their necessities of life and have security. I mean, we wouldn't have, and people were actually Krishna conscious. The devotees were Krishna conscious. They were inviting people to come. They had nice kirtans and art, and everyone was nicely engaged and happy. You know, how many people would we get to join our movement then? So we just have to create the right atmosphere. We have to get the right understanding, create the atmosphere. And some people will come, will become more and more effective. And we have the blueprint. We know that all this ugra karma, all these cars and machinery and things like that, it really unless it's used in Krishna service, and even if it was used in Krishna consciousness in service, it's not necessary. But even if we use it in Krishna service, but the idea is to elevate people's consciousness to Krishna consciousness. That's the whole idea of everything. Therefore, as we become elevated ourselves, then we won't be so much attached to all this machinery and things like that. We can live more simply. But that will take some time for us too. In the meantime, we don't worry about that. We worry about trying to elevate our consciousness, more or less, is the main thing. What is to be done and what's not to be done. Try to choose what's to be done and what's not to be done. Try to gradually give it up and try to gradually choose the things that should be done. Okay, thank you very much. Khwala, Granthara, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Ki Jai.